In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus. The following program may not be suitable for children.
Hold on to your butts.
As the sun sets over Slabtown, in the shadows of the Fremont Bridge, a club comes to life where you can let your freak flag fly.
There's a new fiesta in the making as we speak. Full kegs. Everybody's gonna be there. You ought to go.
The only thing that's off limits are the words you can't say thanks to the FCC.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
We've given away too much to arrive at these political compromises. Yeah.
Google me, bitch.
Oh, no.
Space
no.
Force.
Oh, my.
They're not sending their good people out.
Freaking punch it, bitch. I mean, I love him, but what a bitch. Isachi.
You freaking bitch.
I'm gonna kick your ass, you little bitch.
Okay, we apologize.
It's time for the club, baby, on 105.1 and 1080. The Fan. Hoo-wee.
Yes, we get it. The drop board can be problematic.
It can be, yes.
But
we hear you.
We do hear you, but we don't really care.
No, we're going to go
ahead. Because we enjoy it.
And no one's listening today anyways.
That's right, it's Veterans Day.
Who knows, like the boss.
Everyone's out at a parade.
Yeah, by the way, how about this? Now they canceled the parade this year.
Did they?
Yeah.
The one Tony Starlight always liked to be a part of?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, the bar that I drink at, we were talking about maybe doing a little, like a GoFundMe to try to raise some money for it. But then they just said, no matter what, they're just canceling it. So hopefully it comes back next year. But yeah, they're...
Hey, if you're out there, Tony Starlight, we love you, babe.
Yeah, I think he's in South Carolina.
Yeah, he moved to the other ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Got tired of war-torn Portland. Hey, can't blame him.
I mean, every day, man, we're just trying to fight the good fight.
Was I going to tell you?
I don't know.
Oh, everybody's out celebrating Veterans Day, but maybe they're not.
It's true.
The kids were out with their parents today, that's for sure.
What do you mean?
What?
No school. Everybody.
Why?
Everybody was out because of Veterans Day.
Really?
Yes.
The kids didn't have school
today? The kids, at least in Wilsonville proper, they did not have school, man. I was trying to get to the pharmacy before work, and it was, to quote all your drops, it was a bitch.
Did you have Veterans Day off when you were in school? Because I don't think we did.
Well, if you're asking me anything about what happened in high school or junior high, brother, I gotta tell you, that ship sailed,
brother,
so many years ago.
Boy.
I have come around to the idea of anything from 10 plus years ago. I am not certain of one single thing. I can tell you what I think happened, but people will often tell me stories involving me, and all I can say in my mind is, I don't think that happened, but maybe it did. But then I'm looking at them, and I'm like, how the hell do you remember? I don't remember.
Well,
couldn't even venture a guess.
Days off of school were a big deal.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, they're coveted.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not to be forgotten.
No.
Okay.
No.
So,
I
typically do remember, but that one, I don't think we got Veterans Day off. I don't think we did.
I don't know. Someone said they're listening, Semper Fi. There's our Marine brethren in right there.
There you go.
My dad proudly served on the USS Dennis J. Buckley in the Navy. That's why Army-Navy, I always... but then my other grandfather, he was an Army man. But I will say that I always go Army-Navy, and I go Navy simply because of my dad. Rest in peace. But shout out to all the service members, your Space Forcers, your Coast Guards.
Do you think anyone in Space Force is listening to us right now?
I don't know. I think...
Space Force!
I hope so.
How big is...
I feel like bad, though. I feel bad for them because no one respects the Space Force.
Not yet.
No.
Not yet,
bro. Tell the aliens.
That's right.
Yeah.
They're there for a reason. Approximately 15,000 total military and civilian personnel as of late 2024 made up the U.S. Space Force. Hmm.
Someone's saying the golf courses were packed. No one went to school or work. There you go.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't notice it. I was at the. I went and picked up some food by the Bi-Mart. I'll tell you what, the Bi-Mart was hopping. Lucky Number Tuesday.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Today is Lucky.
And I did see several veterans because they always have their veteran gear on. But that was like any other Tuesday. I didn't realize it was Veterans Day.
I gotta tell you guys, I may be in a fog here, but I don't remember Veterans Day being this universally celebrated. Mm.
I don't think even when I was a kid, we had it off.
Yeah, I don't think so either. No. So, here we are.
Yeah, well, go
And
us.
It's a good thing.
Yes.
I'm not saying it's bad.
No.
More days off, great.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Make America great, bitch.
Outside of this standard, like, three or four holidays, everything's a guess to me. Like, I know you get, like, well, 4th of July is like
Well, we get Labor Day.
Do we get Labor Day? I thought we got,
Well,
Memorial
you and I
Day?
Are a little different, but most people get Labor Day.
Yeah, we got Labor Day.
It's Labor Day. There's President's Day. I'm not certain.
President's Day, I don't feel like
Veterans
we get
Day, that. I don't know. The day before Thanksgiving, the day after Thanksgiving, Christmas Eve, but not the day after. I don't know. It's all
We get
all.
Juneteenth off now since that was added officially
as
a holiday.
Juneteenth. Yeah,
Juneteenth. Dude, I just asked the question. It's like, hey, do I have today off? And then someone says yes or no, and I show up or I don't.
So the day before Thanksgiving is never a holiday. The day after Thanksgiving is.
Sometimes.
No, it is.
No,
the Friday after Thanksgiving. But again, you and I are different. For most people, they're off on Friday. We sometimes.
But it's not a federal holiday.
Yeah.
No,
I think it is. No,
it's not. It's not a federal holiday, but a lot of companies will add it to their.
But if you're retail, or whatever, I mean, that's Black Friday, man.
Black Friday, yeah.
People are.
I hated that.
Yeah, but I feel like most people are off on Friday after Thanksgiving. Mm.
I may Black Friday purchase something for the first time in years.
What are you going to get, a toaster?
Toaster on Black Friday? Do you think there's anyone out there that's like sitting and waiting for a Black Friday toaster?
I definitely do.
Huh.
I need leaf blower. You guys have a leaf blower I can use?
I do have a leaf blower.
Bring it in, will you?
Yeah, I got it. I got you. It's a decent one, too.
Sure, there'll be a nice Black Friday deal on them. For Black Friday every year, it's kind of right now or maybe a couple weeks ago, I like to start gathering a list of some of the things I've noticed over the year that we might need around the house or some good gift ideas and try to price them out.
Black Friday, you actually do save a bunch of money on Black Friday?
I think they have deals. I have not bought anything on Black Friday in probably 15 years, but it just so happens this year, me and the BTJ, like because we just take trips for presents now. Like my kids, my family, we don't give presents. We just go places. But we've kind of been a lot of places this year, and it was kind of one of those where it's been an expensive year, so we're probably just going to hunker down this year. And so she asked, like, what I wanted for my birthday and Christmas, and I said, well, let's just do a joint present. And so I think we're going to buy a new TV because we haven't had a TV in our bedroom in years. So the downstairs TV will probably get moved up, and we'll buy a new TV. And I would assume that on Black Friday, that's probably the best time to buy a TV, right?
You could even go to Costco like right now and score some of the deals that are. I think they'll probably end before Black Friday.
Yeah, they're doing like a Black November.
Yeah. Yeah, so early deals or
so
whatever.
So I think this will be the first time in a decade plus that an actual real purchase will be made for quote a Black Friday sale.
So I've got
And by the way, it's very confusing now cuz like you can get a big TV for like $7. And so now I got to figure out whether it's worth buying the big TV that's cheap, or do you spend a little? Because like I was looking at prices for like.
I have a hot take on this.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead.
So I looked at like a 75-inch TV, right? Mm-hmm. And like the nice 75-inch TV is like $4,000.
Must be nice.
And I was like, I don't want to spend $4,000 on a TV. And then there's like a middle of the road one that's like $1,500. And then they've got some other ones that look pretty good, and they're like $500.
Yep.
And so you're like, boy, like you don't want to like get, I'm usually not a guy that says get the cheapest one, and I never get the most expensive one. I usually land somewhere in the middle. But I feel like the difference between the 500 and like the 15 to 2 grand, I feel like that's a pretty big gap.
I took a lot of cues from my father-in-law on subjects like this.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Old Dick.
Dick.
Yeah.
Somewhat of a veteran.
Yes.
Although he was dishonorably discharged.
Yeah, but
it's okay.
Hey, well, let's not talk about that on this day. Rest in peace.
That's right.
Veteran Dick.
Dick, R.I.P., my man.
Yeah.
And that is a man who loved a bargain. As you know,
yes.
Y-Mart was his place.
Yeah.
And so when he spoke about things like this,
you paid attention.
He was like E.F. Hutton.
Yeah.
And his take was always that they're all the same. Why are you paying more? Always buy the least expensive TV you can buy.
Really?
That was his take.
That was his take.
And now I will say that I have never subscribed to that theory.
Nor have I. I'm a middle of the road guy.
But having been through the TV cycling, because we have multiple flat screens, nothing like 75 inches. It must be nice, radio guy. But
you got an 82 over at my house.
What?
See?
You have an 82-inch penis?
Damn right, baby. And we only bought it for $1,000.
Yeah, TVs are cheap.
I feel like
man.
He's getting... Did you just cocky sniff?
I think he cocky sniffed.
He's like, oh, yeah, $1,000.
TVs are
what
cheap,
a deal.
Man.
Well,
yeah. That's not cheap. That's still $1,000 is my point.
It was 83 inches, and it was literally normally $2,500.
What the
and since
F
it was
do
the
you need an
83-inch
television for? That's absurd.
Because
at any rate...
We don't have to go to the movies anymore.
And nice. You didn't have to go to the movies anyway. Anyway, our sensibilities clash here, okay?
Sure.
All right. And I'm just telling you that I think that $500 75-inch TV,
yeah.
I don't think, if you're sitting in front, now I'm not saying it's going to be as good as the $5,000 75-inch TV.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that.
No.
But what I am saying is I don't think there will ever be a moment where you're sitting in front of the 75-inch TV that you paid $500 for going, God, I wish I would have bought that one for I wish I would have paid $4,500 more.
Yes.
For this to be. You will never say that.
I totally agree.
So just buy the cheap one.
But will the $1,500 one, is that, like I said,
I don't think you'll be thinking about that one either.
I normally land in the middle, but this
dude,
is,
you
I'm
will
leaning
never think,
towards the cheaper one.
Once you make that purchase and you hang that TV on the wall,
you won't make.
I am with Dick on this.
How am I going to argue with Dick?
You can't argue with Dick. This is a man who loves a deal. He's telling you from beyond, just buy the cheap one. You're not ever, like, you're never going to say that's a piece of crap. It's going to do exactly what you bought it to do.
Maybe if they were side by side, but they'll never be side by side.
Exactly. And not even that. I think if they're side by side, I think that would reiterate that you should buy the $500 one. Because you'd be like, well, that one looks better, but it's $1,000 more. I can deal with this one for $500.
Yeah. I will say, because I was reading reviews. And on some of the ones that were a little bit nicer, they were like, the blues are just, the blues are more vibrant, and it lets you see the way the director really intended it. And I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, I'm out on
that. You talk about pretentious.
Totally.
Yeah.
And like, oh, you're going to be sitting there watching freaking, what's that dumb blue people movie?
Oh, Avatar.
Avatar.
Yeah.
Oh my God, the blues are so off on this. I'm returning this TV. Yeah.
Because like my buddy has like the 83-inch whatever, like the OLED, like the really, really
the
nice
OLEDs
one.
Or the QLEDs, yeah.
And it's ridiculous. And when you sit there and watch it, it is amazing. But then when I realize like what he paid for it, I'm like, I don't need it to be that amazing.
Exactly.
I'm like,
it's a TV.
It's TV.
You can get the OLED picture without paying for like a $4,000 charge on deeper black colors. And have just as it's such
a
nice.
Yeah, like what
picture.
Are you paying for?
Yeah,
when you're paying for $5,000 for a TV that you can get for $500,
what
really is the major difference?
That TV better service me is what should happen. It's like,
because what Dick would tell you is, I bought them all, and they all crap out about 3 years. Every damn one of them.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, I have a TV that's probably like 8-9 years old. It's one of the curved TVs. It's fine.
Oh, you bought the curved.
I bought the curved one. I bought it years ago.
Oh, my God, he's laughing at you. Yeah. Because that was the stupidest fad in television. That is up there next to 3D. Yeah. Remember, like, 15 years ago, everybody was like, oh, we're all going to have 3D in our freaking living rooms. No, we're not. Shut up and sit down. Go buy a normal television.
God, I love cocky TV Schultzy.
Dude, another thing we found where Schultzy is an expert.
It's the curved TV.
Yeah, people all the time, like, people will see it and be like, why? They're like, you bought one of those? Like, yeah, they're like, why? I'm like, I don't know, it was on clearance.
Okay. I withdraw my laughing. It was on clearance. That's okay. I thought you were, like, getting sold some bill of goods by the sales guy. Hey, this curved TV is the wave of the future.
No, my sister was working at this. Like, the last TV I bought, I'm not a TV guy. Like, I'm just like, whatever. Like I said, I usually buy the middle of the road one. This was my sister was working at Fred Meyer. And she called me and goes, hey, we're closing out these TVs. And like they were like $1,300. And she's like, I think we're closing them out with my discount for like $300. I was like, I'll take one of those.
See, that is fine.
I bought
that's
it.
Right
now
it's
sit there and it's lasted like 7 years. And it's like, yeah, it's fine.
Okay. We have to take a break. But when we come back, we have another tentacle to this topic of conversation.
The tent poles.
Well, you see, you mentioned Black Friday and all that. I may be the world's worst bargain shopper.
Yeah.
I mean, like, bottom.
Yeah, you don't care. You're like, whatever.
I do not care. Yeah. I am all about convenience.
Sure.
And I don't like that about me. It just is. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that.
Okay.
Not me in particular, but how people go about finding the deal that they want.
Yes.
Because that fascinates me.
Yes.
We'll get to that.
Not a hunter.
Yeah, we'll get to that next on The Fan.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, well, we're entering into shopping season, and I wanted to talk about this because you brought up Black Friday. And we got off on a whole other thing about curved TVs and Schultzy's television expertise. But I wanted to circle back to the idea of Black Friday. I've never, ever bought anything on Black Friday because it was Black Friday.
Me neither.
Ever.
No.
Not one time.
It's just not my... I will not fight any of that. Now, it's a little easier if it's online now and you can order that stuff, but...
But I will take it a step further. I don't really ever shop for the best price. I hate this, and I have cost myself a lot of money over the years for this reason. But is anybody else as impatient as me when it... Like, when I want to buy something, it's by need. I am not a big shopper. I'm not a big consumer. I just, if I need something, I just go buy it. And it's usually one thing. Or in this case, you know, like Amazon or whatever. And I will just, generally speaking, buy it for what it costs. I sometimes, if it's a big ticket item, you know, you got to look around like, okay, what's the best deal here? But other than that, I don't shop around much, like at all, ever.
Yeah, I'm not like that.
I am way too impatient.
I know people that are like that, but no, I won't. In fact, I'm kind of the opposite. I will see something, and I too am not a big consumer. And so mine isn't necessarily shopping for the best deal, but I ruminate, and it drives my family crazy. So if I see something that I want, I wait around like 3 months to see if I still want it. And then if I want it after 3 months... That, and sometimes I will say it costs me money. So I'll see something on sale and I'll be like, oh, that's a good deal. And then I'll be like, do I really want that? Do I really need it? And I'm like, you know what? 2 months from now, and then the sale is over. And then there are times I'm like, yeah, I want it, but not at that price. I would have had it at the sales price. And my family would be like, why didn't you buy it? I'm like, I didn't know if I wanted it. I have to ruminate. I am not like you where I'm impatient. I will wait. And then if I want it, I'll be like, well, that sale will come around 6 months. And if I still want it 6 months from now, then I'll buy it. That's the way
I
operate.
See, that's fascinating to me because I know right off the bat whether I want... It's not really even a want. It's like, I need that. Like that, I have to have... Well, it's not that I have to have. It's that I need that to in my life. Like that's something that I use. I need a new one. Like my leaf blower. The leaf blower, I need it at the house. I cannot operate without a leaf blower.
I need it.
Of course, I could.
Sure.
But I really like my S tight.
Yeah.
And it's not a big property, so it's super easy. Just a nice little battery-powered leaf blower. It's a piece of cake, and they're not that expensive. Well, mine crapped out, and it's thrown me for a tizzy. And I just bought one online. I didn't shop around much. I'm like, oh, that looks pretty good. It's got two batteries with it. Oh, yeah.
Get that one.
What are you laughing at, Schulte? What are you, a leaf blower expert now?
I'm not a leaf blower expert, but you can spend more than 5 minutes on trying to find a price. I get
know.
It.
This is my problem.
You don't want to.
I don't. I don't love this about me, but I don't care. I just want the damn leaf blower.
Have you ever cared? Is this something that older age
changed? I've always been like this. Because I also don't buy a lot of stuff. It's just so in other words, I don't have this. Oh, do I want that? Do I don't want that? No, I need that. I know I need to buy one, so I'm just going to do it. I don't ever like if I have to debate if I want it. I don't want it. Like that's not even a. It's not. I won't buy it. I don't need that.
All right, let me try.
I'll spend money all day on like drinks and dinners and certainly vacations.
Yes.
But in terms of like the Amazons and all that. I just hit buy. Buy now. The greatest button ever. Buy now. Send it tomorrow. Hurry up.
No, I am the exact. We both are not big consumers, but we are the exact opposite in how we consume.
Yeah, let me try to splat in the middle here. I like to buy nice stuff, but I want to find the deal. I am like mad at myself if I don't find the best price.
Yeah, see, I know a lot of people are more like you.
I will wait a week or two, or I will spend that week or two trying to find it.
How long will you wait?
About 2 weeks. And if I see, you know, we all know, hey, right around Black Friday or whatever Prime Day is now, like in the middle of the summer, like there are certain times of year where we can actually, you know, get good deals. And TVs, if you didn't know this, it's not Black Friday that you can get the best deals. It's before the Super Bowl. So there you go. Everybody's trying to get their TV sold leading up to the big game.
TV expert.
Not Black Friday for TVs.
Maybe I should wait until the Super Bowl.
You're telling me they put TVs on sale pre-Super Bowl?
Yes. Yeah, I do know that.
And you already knew that. They're a smart guy.
I have heard that. But
everybody knows everything about TVs but me around.
I've never bought a TV on Black Friday. I've never bought a TV leading up to the Super Bowl. This is my working theory, and it's a little on what kind of you said. We don't need crap. We all buy unnecessary crap, and I hate having unnecessary crap. So I try to give the universe every excuse for me not to buy something, because very rarely do I actually need anything. I don't. Like, I don't need more pants. I don't need another sweatshirt. I really don't need another TV.
But you buy them.
I buy them. But that's my thing, is it like, and I'm also one of those things that if I buy something, I usually get rid of some. I usually will have to get, like, clothing. If I buy a jacket, that usually means another jacket has to go. Like, I don't like stockpiling crap. Otherwise, you just end up dead with a house full of crap that no one wants. And so it's just, I take time. And concerts, I go to a lot of concerts, and I have zero problem. I'll pay for whatever. That's my number one favorite thing I go do. And I will go to a concert, and I will see a t-shirt. And I'm like, oh, that's a cool t-shirt. I should buy that. And I'll pull one of these. You know what? I'll buy it after the show, knowing good and damn well that there's a good chance that t-shirt will be sold out. Therefore, I don't have to buy it when I leave, because I really don't need that shirt. It's just, I get caught up in the moment. I'm like, oh, it's a cool show. It's kind of a cool shirt. And then it'll sit in my drawer, and I'll wear it two times. So I give the universe an opportunity for me to not buy that shirt.
See, I'm fascinated by Deal Guy. And that's Schulte. And I think more people are like Schulte than are like you and me, in that they are.
Yes.
It's almost more about getting a deal.
Yep.
Than it is about getting the item.
The BTJ is like this. She will pull the, I can't afford to not get it. It's such a good deal.
I remember one time my wife and I went and shopped for used patio furniture.
Did I tell you this story? I remember the Great Rot patio furniture.
Well, we went up the street. There was a woman right up the street who was selling them outside her house, and I was so excited that I could just carry it down to our house if I bought it, that I just bought it. Well, that bitch, I remember her, like, literally running across the street as I'm walking her patio table that I just bought from her down the street, yelling up to her neighbor, so excited about how she just sold that patio table for more than she bought it for. So I did no price check.
No.
I was like, and I didn't get gouged. No. To me, it was a good deal. Yeah. It's like, I'm just walking this right. The problem of patio furniture is now solved, and I didn't even have to get in my car. That is worth an extra $20 or whatever to me. This is how I think. And I heard this lady bragging to her neighbor. I'm like, my God, how pathetic is, not that she did that. Yeah. She got over on me.
Sure.
But just that. That made her so viscerally happy.
Yeah, it's a win.
It's like, wow, what a, like, kind of get a life, maybe?
Someone's saying, working in marketing, the three of you are a fascinating case study.
Well, I think the I'm most interested in the deal, the guy who will endlessly hunt the deal. Like, for example, on OfferUp, you'll see I'm trying to think of what an example. Something small. There's a lot of really stupid stuff on OfferUp.
I'm floored by people that are trying to sell stuff for like $12.
Yes. And then you'll say, oh, I'll buy that for $5. And they're like, no, no, no.
Nope.
No. I remember I think it was like a outside bench or something. I offered this. It was cheap, but I was like, that'll work.
Yeah.
And I offered this guy like $10.
Sure.
He's like, whoa, no, 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 man. I really got to get $13.50 out of this. I'm like, is that, like, will he hold out and eventually get $13.50?
No. Know. He's just an idiot.
Yeah.
So what, like, that mentality is absolutely fascinating.
See, and I am this is where I am the exact opposite of that. Like, this, I think, where we're in line. If I am getting rid of something and I have it listed for sale, realize you can probably offer me 75 cents, and I'll be like, cool.
Totally.
It's fine.
I give away stuff for free.
The amount of times, like, I'll get rid of something, and it does drive me. I'm like, you cheap son of a bitch. But I don't care. I've had someone show up to my house, and I'll be selling, like, you know, I'm like, oh, I got a chair. I need to get rid of it. And I list it so cheap anyways because I just want it gone. But if you put free, the people that show up, it's,
so vultures.
It's bad. So I'll like, my son had a gaming chair. They didn't want it anymore.
Yeah.
So I listed it.
Yeah.
I listed it, I think, for like $15.
That's a steal.
Well, I said, I looked on there, and most people were selling it for like $40, $50. So I was like, $15, it'll go in like 2 seconds. So the guy's like, $15. And he shows up and he does this one. He's looking at it and he's doing the Will. I'm like, man. Oh my God.
I only brought 10.
I'm like, here it comes. And the same thing, the guy's like, yeah, he pulled out a 10. That guy could have literally, and that guy could have been like, I have $2, and I would have been like, cool, dude, just get it the F out of my garage.
Well, that's a whole other
mentality. Want it gone.
Well, that's why I always give. I never sell anything because I don't want to deal with your stupid, cheap ass haggling.
Just
take it.
Take it.
Just take it and just show up when you're supposed to show up and take it off of my hands.
The worst experience of ever, and I don't mean this to be dark, but when my wife passed, I needed to just I couldn't have the furniture. I needed it just gone. Right. I didn't want to sleep in the bed. I wanted it gone. So I just was like free. I wanted it out of the house. I was like, we're going to buy new furniture. I just don't want everything I look at. And I sold my house. I didn't want to look and be like, that's the, you know, I just wanted it to start. It was nice bedroom stuff. And I would list it. And I same thing. I did free. This is where I learned don't list anything for free. People, what's wrong with it? Nothing. I just need it gone. Well, something's wrong.
Can you bring it to me?
Oh,
yes.
That one.
Can you deliver? I'm like, it's free.
No, get over here.
And so I listed it for like, I started listing stuff for way cheap, but I actually listed it, and it was so much easier than listing it for free. I thought naively that free would be what got it out the door. Wrong.
Nope.
You list something for free, dude, buckle up, because Cletus is showing up at your house.
They will ask you, hey, can you give me gas money to come and pick it up?
Yeah, like, I've had that.
What are we talking about here?
Yeah, well, you know.
So we all have
balling on a budget.
And I will say the cheapest and the most irrational thing I do, and I'll admit this, it gets me. I can be checking out. Let's say I'm buying $300 worth of stuff. I don't know what it is. I got $300 worth of my cart, and I'll look at it. And I'll be like, $15 to ship it. What? I'm not paying $15. This should be. I have canceled orders merely because I'm offended by like a shipping and processing charge. I'm like, nah, I'm not.
Well, we're Amazon.
Yeah.
We're trained by Amazon. Yeah. Free shipping.
Yeah. I'll hit me with, wait, no free returns, and I got to ship, and then they'll hit me with, like, the tax, and I'll be like, nah, you know what? That $37, nope, bro, can't do it. I'm out.
I'm of the opinion that time is money, and time means more to me than money.
Yeah.
It just does. I'm not haggling with you. I'm not shipping something to you. Just effing take it.
Just go.
Anyway, the deal, like, I think I have one thing on OfferUp, and it's been sitting there for a year.
Yeah.
And some guy finally came. Okay. Full disclosure. This showed up at our house by accident.
Okay.
And it wasn't something that we could take to the we didn't know. It was completely random, and we didn't know where it was supposed to go. And it was not something that, it was just going to stay with us.
Yeah.
$100. I put it on OfferUp. Okay?
Sure.
Dude, 8 months went by, nothing.
Nothing.
Nobody wants that thing. Because I looked up what it costs if you go to Home Depot to buy it or whatever. So I gave, it's like half off.
Sure.
Like, it's brand new, straight out of the box. Just got shipped to me. You can have it.
Yeah, take it.
$100. Some guy's like, I'll give you $50. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, cool.
Get over here.
Go.
I ghosted him. I totally forgot.
You couldn't do it?
No, I forgot that he offered it. The one guy, after a year, though, I was going to get $50 free.
Terrible customer service.
Dude, so bad. That guy had to have been so pissed. He's like, Jesus. And then I finally opened up the app the other day, and I was like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I never checked this app.
Yeah.
Do you still want this? He's like, that ship sailed, buddy.
Suck it.
I'm like, well, all right.
Eat it.
I should offer it to him for free now. Exactly. And then he'll be like, hey, will you deliver it to me, man?
I'll give you some gas money.
All right, we got to go. Here's Schultzy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I do have to ask if this makes... Because I was just... Our whole shopping habit thing has got me thinking about, like, if what you do is normal, if it's viewed as cheap or, you know, it's fascinating, all the different... That guy that said he was in marketing and the three of us are interesting case studies. So is this legit or am I being a piece of crap? Because I do this a bunch. I did this with my bicycle. I'm doing it with a motorcycle currently. I've done it with hot tubs. So I will take items like this that are all luxury items, right? Like I have a very nice bicycle, but I don't want to spend I don't want to spend 10 grand on a bike. Like, you go and you buy a nice road bike, I don't want to spend $8,000 to $10,000. But a lot of people do, and I think a lot of people regret those decisions. So, same thing with hot tubs, motorcycles, right? All of those non-essentials. So, often what I will do is, let's say, whatever my budget is, right? So, let's say, with motorcycle, I want to spend two grand on a motorcycle. I will go find motorcycles that brand new were $15,000, 15 to 20, handful of years old. And they'll be selling for $6,000-$7,000. And I will just, and I don't really care which one. I'll do some research and I'll find out, all right, there's four different brands, four different styles. I would be happy with any one of these. And I will just message people on like Facebook Marketplace or whatever. And I say the same thing. Hey, don't mean to lowball you. Not trying to be a jerk. I'm not here to negotiate. This is my budget. I know it's less than what you want, but if you get in a pinch and you decide you want to sell it, let me know. And I've got $2,000 in cash. I'll show up tomorrow and I'll pick it up. And sometimes people get really pissy at you. Other times people are like, yeah, no worries. I'll let you know. But I found that if I do that and I just sit and wait, because by the way, it's crappy weather. I'm not riding a motorcycle anytime soon. Sometime around the holidays, someone will need some money. Someone will get tired of it sitting around. Like you mentioned, you had something for sale for a year that no one...
Still there, buddy.
Still there.
Yeah.
Someone
make
will...
Make me an offer.
Yeah, right? Someone will reach out to me and be like, okay, how about three? And I'll be like, no, I'm not trying to like screw you over. This is what I want to buy. And if I'm patient, and then someone will eventually be like, yeah, absolutely. And I'll show up and then I get it for that price. And it's not an essential. It's a luxury thing. And I'll wait 6 months, a year, because it's not something that I'm like clamoring to get. Now, is that a legit strategy that I use, or does that make me a cheap ass?
No, I think that's fine. I mean,
because I do it all the time.
Well, what's the worst they can say?
Yeah, no.
No, who cares? And you move on. I don't think it's a...
If it's reasonable, if it's not like, oh, I'm selling this $500 PlayStation and you come back with, hey, I got 20 bucks for you, buddy.
No.
That's where people start to get annoyed. And I think it's just, dude, you're that kind of person. But that doesn't sound like this.
No, I'm not offering, like,
I don't think I would be offended. If I had a $5,000 item for sale and somebody messaged me and said, dude, I'm balling on a budget. I have $2,000. I would love it, but that's all I have.
Yeah.
I have no problem with that. I'd say no.
And most people are pretty cool, and that's what I say. I always say in the message, I'm not trying to lowball you, and I'm not saying, you know, like, whatever. I'm not trying to negotiate with you. And I always just say, if you come to a point where you need to sell it, let me know, and...
Now.
And I'm there.
There is a caveat here.
Yeah.
And that is that you can afford it.
Yes.
So you're kind of...
But it's
a little disingenuous, but...
Is it?
A little bit.
Well, but here's my thing. Like, those are all items. As I said, I do not like to have a bunch of surplus crap, right? Those are all luxury items. And for me, I have a specific idea in my head of this is what I want to spend, and I don't want to spend more than that, and I just want the best quality for what I can get. And I don't want... Now, if it was something specific, right? If I wanted this Indian motorcycle, or if I wanted this particular Harley, that would be different. But I'm not. I'm open to it, and I'm like, oh. And to me, it's kind of whimsical, like the same thing like with my bicycle. I'm like, oh, let's see which one I get. And like the bicycle that I ended up getting is not the one that I necessarily would have thought that I wanted, but I really love it and I'm glad I got it. And I got a really nice bike at a really good deal. And the guy was like, dude, I just, you know, I've got too many of these. I was just looking to get rid of it. And he was happy to do it. And it was cool. And so like,
you're kind of like deal seeker. Like,
is that a deal? Yeah.
A little bit. Like Schultz. You're like these people that will wait it out. Like, that's what's fascinating to me is like, I don't know. I just don't have the patience for that. I think that's wild.
But yeah, I guess for me, it's one of those things where I don't need it right now. I won't ride it for months. And so why not now? I will say that if we get into the spring and the weather turns nice, then I'll probably, and no one's sold me one, then I'll probably just go buy one. But I don't know. I just think I can kind of just sit and wait because I don't need it right now. There's very few things like what you said, you need something. There's very few things in my life that I come across that I'm like, I need it and I need it now.
Wish you guys would bring back the found on the side of the road bit.
I remember that.
Well, I just saw today. That's funny he brought that up. I saw today two really nice trash cans. And they were nice. Yeah. Like, they were brand new. They fell out of the back of a truck or something. You know those... plastic ones, you know, like the just like the Rubbermaid. They were nice. 32 gallons
quality item.
Yeah, I thought about it, like, whoa, those are as long as they're in a place where you can pull over and get to them safely.
Yeah.
Another guy said, hey, was at a garage sale with a friend. She spots a very collectible item. Guy has $4 on it. She offers him $2. They argued for 5 minutes and settled on $3. Yeah. She sold it the next day for $3,000.
Whoa.
Yeah, people do that.
See,
too.
That's a piece of crap.
Whoa.
That's doing someone dirty. I really think that if I saw something that someone had for sale for really cheap and I knew it was expensive, I do not think that I could... I would have to let them know. I'm like, do you know what you're selling this for? I don't think in good conscience I could buy something knowing that it was worth thousands of dollars. I would feel like I'm ripping someone off. I mean, that's dirty. That's dirty pool. Someone said, like, the stolen vacuum cleaner from a van. Yeah, that did happen.
Yeah, you got a little bargain hunter in
you. Well, to be fair, I didn't know it was stolen until I just thought I was buying a vacuum cleaner off a guy. It turned out he was selling them out of the back of a van, and I was like, eh. But at that point, I had come too far. I wasn't just going to turn around.
But in the end, I think it's a feeling that people need to get. You know, when they get a deal, it just makes them feel a certain way. That it's like addicting.
Could be,
I think that's what it is. I think that's what people...
A little endorphin rush.
It's way more than... Because otherwise, why would you wait 6 months? Mm. You know, like, what are we waiting for here? You're saving $15. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but in my case, I could be saving $3,000.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about this. We've talked about it. The people on OfferUp.
Yeah, that's I can't.
That's just like Facebook Marketplace that hold out for their extra $3 or their extra $12.
I don't get
and they'll
that.
Wait months for it. No. Like, what? It's got to be a feeling.
That's
a feeling.
It's
not about the money.
No, that's
it's a feeling.
Yeah, that's a feeling. That's an endorphin thing.
All right, we got one. We'll wrap it up next on The Fan. Now, Schultzy, why are we leaving at 7 o'clock at night?
What do you mean?
I'm blaming you on this.
Okay.
I don't like giving bonus radio, Schultzy. You know that.
Sorry, bro.
We gave him the bonus reward program.
Gosh darn it. I think tomorrow I'm coming in 5 minutes late.
I like where you're going with this, yeah.
But I did like our discussions tonight.
We're not even supposed to be here right now.
And no! What are we doing?
I'm out of here.
What are we doing here? I'm out of here, too. We'll be back tomorrow, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.